Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie.
And it's a Good Friday.
It is.
Literally.
Yes.
No, I'm glad that we're here together and we get to talk about really one of the most life-changing Fridays. I guess it would be the
right.
most life in
yeah.
the history of humanity. So it's pretty exciting. And, you know, in your experience as pastor, did you have anything that really you remember as epic for Good Friday?
Yeah, I mean, it's, I think walking through this story with people is very fascinating, especially I think some of us, if you've grown up in church, we've heard all of this quite a bit. And so you're very familiar with it, but I've walked through this with people before who have never heard
right.
this story. This is nothing on their radar, and it's truly life-changing.
It is. You know, I had not heard of it, and I knew that I was supposed to love Jesus. That's
yeah.
what I knew.
Yeah.
And I knew that I wanted to live the with God life.
Right.
I loved everything that I was being told, but I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
And I just remember that first Good Friday service that I went to in La Grande, Oregon.
Okay.
I know. Did you know that I did
La
a lot
Grande,
of growing
Oregon.
Up there? Yes. And beautiful country and a great little church that I went to. And I was just sitting there and watching. They did it in a play.
Okay.
And they told the story. And for me, that was an easy way to see it kind of in a drama form. Have you ever been to a Good Friday drama?
I have seen some. Yeah.
Yeah. And for those of us that I had not really understood what it all meant, it really was helpful in explaining. But I remember when they got to the place where they were going to nail Jesus to the cross, and I was really worried about the gentleman that was going to be nailed to the cross, thinking, oh no,
yeah.
he has to do this.
Yeah. Uh-oh, poor
and,
guy.
And how they just actually put ropes around him and hung him on the nails.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just, in that moment of time, I just remember thinking this was a real thing.
Right.
And that Jesus was going to the cross for me, as well as all of humanity, and taking on, they just made it very clear that all the things that were on me, all the parts of the darkness that, you know, kind of clung to me,
yeah.
that Jesus was taking those off with every nail being hammered in. It was releasing me, that
right.
when the nail went into Jesus, I was being freed from that. And I remember sitting there almost like I couldn't catch my breath, because I thought, why would Jesus do that for me? And why would that be that much? And I remember I could not figure that out. And then talked about that you don't even have to experience the darkness of death, that you will always have the light of life in you, always, if you say yes to Jesus, that yes, you want his life. I mean, do you remember that moment when you understood that you didn't have to have the darkness of death in you anymore?
Right, yeah. I mean, it is, as I was saying earlier, I mean, there's really no other words to use other than life-changing
right.
information
yeah.
and knowledge.
Yeah, and so no one told me to do it. I was sitting there and I realized that's what I want.
Hmm.
And I was so moved by the fact that, you know, they made this big deal over the fact that even if there was just one of us sitting there, that Jesus would have done that. And they just told us to put our name into this sentence, Jesus loves you, and then to put your name in there. And I was so profoundly moved that my life changed, honestly, for the rest of my life. Good Friday to me is a life-changing,
wow.
life-giving day where the battle for my soul was won that night.
Wow.
And so I love Good Friday, obviously,
yeah. Yeah.
you know. So there is this word that Jesus says, it's three words actually that are just so powerful that I thought we would talk about that, because for me on that night, what I realized is I would no longer be chained to all the stuff that the darkness
right.
does, nor death.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know, you know, when you received Christ, was it something that your whole family had done before, or was it something new and different for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I grew up in a Christian home, and I actually, you know, some people have like they can remember a date and a time, and I think for me, I just know that I probably prayed 1,000 prayers, you know, because I was a very bad boy, and so I was all ready to take up on this offer of you know something that could redeem me for for everything.
I would probably say that you're just adventurous young
guy.
Yeah,
there you go. Yes.
So well, you know, I think what the words that we want to really focus on are written in John 19 and verse 30, and it comes from the cross, and it's three words: "It is finished." And I love that Jesus, in all the pain and suffering that he was going through at that moment, wanted us to know that.
Yeah.
That those words were so important for him to say that we could know that.
Right.
And to me, that's the legacy of that moment where death becomes life, is because Jesus pronounced, "It is finished." And I think about those of us that say, well, I don't know. I mean, there was a time that I just didn't know that I thought, you thought you were a bad boy. I thought I was a good girl. I always tried to do good and everything. But what I didn't realize is that I had this load of stuff in me that needed to be released. And so when we're thinking about that, and we think about our hour, you know, that this whole session that we've been having this week has been, the hour has come. That was my hour.
Right.
That when I received Christ and I believe those words, that it is finished. And, you know, there's a lot of sorrow on Friday, but joy comes on Sunday, Easter morning. And so I'm anxious for all that we have. And I think today the thing that I would like to challenge everyone is accept the gift of life.
You've been listening to Think on This by Table Think. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.